USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Brooklyn subway shooting suspect Frank James has been arrested by police in New York City's East Village. Zach DeHaan called in the tip to Crime Stoppers.
Look how many people have in New York, nobody gets him. Yeah. Like, I was working inside the store and I get him. That's good, something from the God.
Yeah.
That's good, something from the God, and we get him. Always we engage these people in America. We don't want any problem here in America because here life is good.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the FBI, and NYPD saying the shooting suspect will face terrorism charges. President Biden is authorizing another $800 million worth of security assistance for Ukraine. That includes artillery systems, helicopters, ammunition, and armored vehicles. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the ongoing U.S. assistance is urgently needed. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted. And they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Storm Prediction Center says parts of Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Missouri, Kentucky, Illinois, and Indiana are under a moderate risk of severe weather on Wednesday. That's the second highest level forecasters use to determine the severity of possible bad weather. Forecasters are warning of the possibility of tornadoes and damaging winds and hail. The Biden administration says it is no longer considering sending M-17 helicopters to Ukraine. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise joins Fox News and says the United States needs to send strong military aid to the Ukrainians and stop worrying that it could offend Russian President Vladimir Putin.
They want to fight for their country, and right now they're pushing Putin back, but Putin is not giving up. He's moving his forces to the east. He's carrying out brutal attacks over there. We need to get more aid in.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A mask mandate is being extended 15 days.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention will extend its travel mask mandate for 15 more days, despite protests from nearly one dozen major airlines. In a joint letter, they told the Biden administration it makes no sense that people are still required to wear masks on airplanes. Now is the time for the administration to sunset federal transportation travel restrictions. End quote. The airlines called on Biden to end the mandate, but to no avail. May 3rd is the new end date for masks on public transportation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New details are being released on how a nonprofit will move forward. From the USA Radio News Midwest News Bureau, Katie Lewis explains.
Attorneys for the Boy Scouts of America say protecting local BSA councils and troop sponsoring organizations from future liability for child sex abuse claims is critical to the national group's reorganization plan. They argued before a Delaware bankruptcy judge on Tuesday that liability releases for non-debtor third parties are not fair or necessary. The Boy Scouts sought bankruptcy protection in February 2020 to halt hundreds of individual lawsuits and create a settlement trust for child sex abuse victims.
Lottery players are hoping to see their numbers pulled in tonight's Powerball drawing. The estimated jackpot stands at $302 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.